Referendum or consolidation? That's the drum Superintendent John Willman has been beating since the Hamilton Community School Board voted to put a property tax increase on the ballot. The school district, one of the state's smallest, has lost students in recent years, and because funding is allocated on a per-pupil basis, Willman says he can't make cuts fast enough to keep pace with shrinking revenue.
We just don't have any fluff that if we were going to cut the number of people we need to balance our books, we wouldn't be able to provide the educational opportunities we need for the students at Hamilton. You might as well consolidate.
It doesn't take long to tour the district because students K through 12 are housed under one roof. About 400 students attend school in Hamilton. The district employs just 35 teachers. So sure, Willman says the district can cut support staff and offer early retirement incentives, but he can't lay off teachers like a bigger district could.
There's no English teacher I could cut. It's not like I have six English teachers at high school, and by being creative with the schedule, I could cut back on five and make do.
Hamilton only has one person teaching most subjects. The district can't cut any of those positions because then they wouldn't be providing the educational services the state mandates. So when rumors started circulating a few years ago that small schools would have to consolidate, students began to leave, taking state tuition support with them. Willman says the $2.8 million the school will get from the state this year isn't enough.
You can be very frugal and save $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, but we're looking at a shortfall of about $1.5 million on an annual basis.
So Willman is hoping voters would rather approve a property tax increase of 44 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, double what they're currently paying, than see the school consolidate with another district. Larry DeBoer is a Purdue economist who studies property taxes in rural areas like Hamilton.
The folks who are making that argument are saying is if you want your small school corporation, you've got to recognize that they are more expensive to operate and you're going to have to pay more in property taxes.
In the last 3 years, 37 Indiana school corporations have asked for a property tax increase to bolster their general fund. About half have passed. DeBoer says he can rattle off all the factors that probably matter when a district is trying to pass a referendum, but he can't begin to predict results.
There are also unmeasurable factors. The sheer popularity of the superintendent, which I cannot possibly measure, probably matters.
Something else DeBoer says matters, the quality of the campaign. Hamilton is holding a series of public meetings about the referendum. Only a handful of people showed up at the most recent. Superintendent Willman tells them that right now, Hamilton's property tax rate is really, really low. Lower than all of the surrounding school districts, lower than all but five school districts in the state. Even if the tax increase passes and the school property taxes double, Hamilton's rate will be below the state average and only then on par with its four neighbors. That's important because if the referendum doesn't pass, Hamilton might have to consolidate with one of those districts where taxes are higher.
So if people are just going to vote strictly on their pocketbooks, they're going to support the referendum because they'll still pay less than if we consolidate with another school.
But consolidation isn't a guarantee. Hamilton would need the consent of one of the surrounding school corporations, which it hasn't sought. And if both the referendum and consolidation fail, it's unclear what would happen to Hamilton. The district has enough in its rainy day fund to make up the shortfall in state funding this year. But when that money runs out, it would likely have to appear before the Distressed Unit Appeals Board. The remedy the board can offer is really specific, a low-interest loan, which is unlikely to help Hamilton in the long run. And there's no mechanism in Indiana law to allow the state to take over a cash-strapped district. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.